Good afternoon, and thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is CJ, with whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today on this fine Halloween?
Nice. And you said CJ?
Yes.
CJ, my name is Teresa Briggs. I'm trying to make a payment for, I guess it would be my November payment. I'm going to be ahead because I like to just handle my business like that.
Of course.
And by it being the last business day of the month, I'm just giving away money. Yay.
But, I mean, if you can't give away candy, I guess that's the next best thing, right?
Yeah, give away money, you know, here we go. I just tried to do the automated thing, and it just got stuck, and it doesn't know me, and all I want to do is just pay this and be done.
No, that's okay. That's understandable. All right, Teresa, what is your service address, please?
The service address is 187 East Chester.
Okay, perfect. In Kingston, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And what's the account name under?
Coleman Briggs.
Okay,
C-O-L-E-M-A-N Briggs.
All right, perfect. And so we were looking to do a payment today.
Yeah, for $79.99.
Okay.
Perfect. And I don't think I got a bill because I'm old school. I just
you have the paper
stuff online. Yeah, absolutely. I need the paper because first of all, electronics don't like me. The computers don't like me, and they're subject to not do or whatever. Or I'll blow up the whole system and be sitting here looking at it going, really? This is just my lot in life, so.
Okay, absolutely.
And I don't know why the system won't take it. It asked me for the account number, and it's just the last three digits of it, I guess, the 327.
Yes, the 327, okay. Yes.
Okay, yeah, so I did that, and it kept repeating. I was, like, stuck in a loop, so I was like, okay, I'm hanging up now. I'll try this again. So I guess I'm going to have to do it just by person.
No, that's okay. I'm actually looking at your invoices, and right now it's showing that you don't owe anything.
Because I paid for October at the end of September. You follow me?
Yes. Okay. So you want to do it where you're paying beforehand?
I'm paying. So October, I know is paid. So now I'm doing November.
For the following month. Okay. For November. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. That makes a lot more sense to me now because I was looking at the invoices and I'm like,
what are you doing?
No, that's okay. No, that's perfectly fine. So I can definitely go ahead and do that.
I'm old school, and if I don't do things, you know, like I just follow the same pattern.
Absolutely.
And so the last business day of the month, everything gets paid, you know, that needs to get paid for the following month, you know, and I have to do it like that. Otherwise, did you pay so-and-so? Oops, you know. So.
No, exactly. Now, were we paying by credit card or through a banking?
My Visa.
Okay, so we're doing your Visa. Okay. And so we're doing it preemptively. So $79.99, right?
Right.
Okay. Yes, we want to do that, even though it's more than the current total due because we're prepaying. Okay. All right, whenever you're ready, I am ready for the card number.
Okay, it is 4168.
Okay.
4400.
Okay.
5410.
Mm-hmm.
5125.
Okay, and the 3-digit on the back?
902.
And what is the expiration month and year, please?
525.
Okay. And is it under Teresa or is it under Coleman?
It's under Teresa with an H, Teresa V. Briggs.
So that's T-H-E-R-E-S-A, the letter Z for your middle initial, and then Briggs, B-R-I.
No,
V as in Victor. Okay, gotcha.
Yes.
Sorry. So I always check.
Okay.
And then B-R-I-G-G-S.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. And do you authorize us to charge the $79.99 to that?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so it has been paid. I do have a receipt number for you if you want to write it down.
Yes, please.
Okay, it's 2001 6598 3799.
Okay, let me read it back to you. 2001 6598 3799.
That's correct.
Okay.
All right. And that way it's all taken care of and you won't have to worry about it next month.
Right.
Until the end of the month.
At the end of the month, I'll be going, hi.
Yes, exactly.
I can't believe this. This is like freaking me out completely. Tomorrow is November. I'm just blown away. It's like,
I know. I didn't even get to decorate my yard. I barely even got one pumpkin carved. It was just...
Oh, man. It's like, it is 20...
It's been so busy for me lately, so I completely understand.
This year has just gone poof.
It literally has. I feel like I didn't even get to enjoy the summer.
I'm still going, okay, I remember saying Happy New Year to people, you know, and it seems like it was like
yes!
a month or so ago. And here we are about to do it again. So
exactly. It's kind of scary how fast it's gone by.
Yeah.
And then, I feel like I just bought my hammock.
Yeah. But you've got a couple of nice days, but I'm being a little freaked out by this too. I said to a friend last night, when do you remember it being this warm for Halloween?
Yes, that's what I've been saying to everybody, is that this is literally the warmest Halloween we've had in almost a decade and a half.
We used to have to go, and I'm dating myself because I'm getting ready to have my 71st birthday.
Oh, bless your soul.
Thank you.
71.
It's like, okay, you know, I'm flabbergasted. I'm totally flabbergasted.
Oh, absolutely.
We used to put on our coats. I'm a native Buffalonian, so we used to have our coats on underneath our costumes.
Like, yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just it's crazy.
Like, it's so warm. It's like, oh my God.
I know. I remember my daughter's first Halloween. It was snowing.
Oh, Lord.
And I mean, that was in 2011, so that was quite interesting.
Wow.
At least she had a cute little cozy bear costume for Halloween, but still.
Yeah, that's cute.
It was so cold.
Yeah, I've got my grandkids, pictures of them at the door here in Kingston, and I'm like, oh, this is so cute. Look at this. And now they're.
But like even growing up, I don't remember it being that cold during Halloween. Like I lived in New York City, so I mean, we kind of had like a bit of the warmth in the area.
It stays warm down there for some reason. I think all the asphalt and all of that.
It's not just that. It's actually because of all the heat that the electricity generates. So if you think about it, you know, you've got all these buildings that are heated. And the wind, even though I was on the East River, the wind would come down the river. But otherwise, inside the city, you have those tall skyscrapers that are blocking the winds.
Right.
And so that kind of explains a lot of it, unless you had a really bad storm. I mean, then at that point.
And then, but still, you know, it's like, it's New York City. Are you kidding
yeah.
me?
I mean, we were all pretty crazy down there anyway, so.
It's a fun time. I look now that I've moved down here. I've been down here in the Hudson Valley for over 30 years now. And it's like, okay, this is different.
Yeah, and, I mean, I do miss the city once in a while. But, I mean, Halloween has always been a fun time for trick-or-treating because you've got so many places you can go.
Yeah. So, but, you know, people have just gotten ugly.
Over the years, yeah.
You know,
unfortunately.
And we used to have, in Buffalo, we had two nights. We had Beggar's Night, which was last night. And then tonight.
That's funny that it was called Beggar's Night.
Yeah, Beggar's Night. And we, you know, and the people would literally, you know, they would give us candy both nights, you know. And weren't you here last night, you know? I think we got two costumes or whatever. I can't even remember. I know
that's great though.
Halloween parties and it was fun. And then I was just talking to lifelong friend and she's going, you know, they don't do Beggar's Night. They stopped kind of faded out because people yeah. started getting really ugly. They were putting razor blades in the apples and
oh no.
And I was like, are you kidding? Hot pennies.
I mean, this is our
know?
Children, like,
you know, yeah, and it's like, oh, are you for real? You know, and it just it became something other, and by then I was leaving to bring my group of people
yeah.
down here.
I'm thankful that I've never run into that problem, especially with my children, so. But,
yeah, but
I mean,
you
always have to check.
So careful.
Yeah, because you never know. They could just insert something into it just with a needle. It's scary.
Yeah,
it's very scary.
Yeah. I remember telling my kids, because I'm a retired teacher, so I'm on permanent summer vacation now. Yay! but I remember telling the kids, you know, I don't care. What are you going to do when you get your candy and your goodies?
Check it.
Are you going to eat it right then and there? No. What are you going to do? You're going to take it home and let your parents see it, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Big brother, big sister, dump it out. Let them see it. Do not eat it while you're there. Don't do it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, take your loot and go home with it and look at it really carefully.
Exactly.
You know? Make sure yeah. it's not, you know, and then I would tell them, you know, I'm sorry I got to tell you like this, but it's not the world that I grew up in, you know, and you need to check. You need to let somebody check. So that was the message all day long. What are you going to do tonight?
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to take our candy home. Thank you very much. Yay.
All right. Well, at least that's handled.
Yeah,
but in
so,
other news,
yeah.
I mean, it's
yeah,
just,
yeah,
it's crazy.
It's weird.
It's a scary, scary world that we live in now. It's
yeah, it is. So,
but, you know, that's why
it
takes people like us to kind of make it a little bit better in the ways that we can.
You treat people like you want to be treated.
And that's always been my lifelong lesson.
Yeah, and understand. My mother used to say that to us all the time. Treat people like you want to be treated. And, yeah, this may be incorrect, but I'm going to say it anyway. You keep God first.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And everything else will work itself out.
It's really morals and ethics and, you know, the Bible
yeah.
can be interpreted in many different ways, but as long as you get the
but
general,
as long as you,
the general,
do what it says.
Exactly, like the good of
it. Says. Yeah.
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 That's
and
all that
and
matters.
And it's all good because it came out of the mouth of God. So,
exactly.
You know, we need to just do what he says. He's watching.
Exactly.
He's not happy
we
with
just
us,
gotta...
but you know, he's watching. So.
I mean, there's always going to be, you know, hard times, but that's just where we just got to keep pushing through. But
yeah,
otherwise, I've
true.
Made the notation that you made your payment. I've got everything settled in your account, so that way you are set for next month.
Yay!
Okay.
Okay, scary as it is. You have a happy and blessed Thanksgiving. And
oh,
I
you
will
as
be
well.
To someone.
I can't believe it's already almost Thanksgiving.
Like this. Yeah. Yeah, this is, like I said, tomorrow's November.
I know. It's scary. Man, I gotta go get a turkey.
Listen, enjoy it, enjoy it. And like I said, I might get you next month
All right,
to
perfect.
do this. So, because I know the system is, I get it now. The system is not going to take it because I'm ahead. And it's going to
Exactly.
look at
That's
it and,
exactly what it is. It's because it's recognizing that you don't have anything currently due
you know,
for your
yeah. So it's
bill,
like,
so.
what are you doing? No, you can't be,
Exactly.
we have to watch out for AI. That's the scariest thing to me. Just watch out for AI. So
Oh,
anyway.
yeah. I mean, there's a lot of good movies about that too, by the way.
Yeah, well, the one that convinced me many, many years ago was 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Oh, yeah.
And
Okay. I've seen that
my
movie.
we went to see it. I was, I think, maybe 14 or 15,
I thought
and
AI
I
was a
have,
good movie too, though, artificial intelligence.
yeah, I have
I might
not
watch that tonight.
liked AI since. With computers, I don't like it. I don't like them
Yeah.
talking to me. I just, I'm really bad. I don't.
It's more of a
They
concern of
frighten
them
me.
becoming sentient.
And all the movies keep telling you this.
Oh yeah.
That
Just like
one did.
bringing back extinct animals.
Okay, well, yeah, that and Jurassic Park. And
Well, they're
I
actually
asked the
trying to
science
bring back the
teacher about
mammoths,
that.
so I've read about that.
Yeah, I asked the science teacher when I first saw Jurassic Park many years ago. I said, "Can they really do that?" And she goes, "Yeah." And I went, "Oh
Oh yeah. Yeah, technology is getting there. But I hope that
it's
you
crazy.
have a fantastic Halloween.
Thank
And
you so much.
hopefully you get to see the children with their costumes on tonight, because I know it's still going to be a little chilly, but
But not as bad. It's
not as
supposed
bad
to be
as the
pretty
last
good.
few years, absolutely.
Yeah, so just be safe and that's it. Just be safe
I do
and
appreciate
take
it.
care.
Yeah, my daughter's going, I think, to our church tonight, so.
Yeah, the safety. Yes,
Yeah, at least we know
they
people
can.
won't be, trying
Yeah,
to
they can hang out there.
unalive our children.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, you at least it's a safe space, so enjoy.
Yeah, you as well. Thank you so much for calling ArchTop, and I hope you have a fantastic Halloween and a great Thanksgiving as
Thanks.
well, since that's so coming up so soon.
Yeah, so yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well,
All
have a
right.
fantastic day.
You too. Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right.